Blog Talk Radio.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Call
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know what it is. It's Wednesday's Women Chronicles, and we going in with Hair Wars tonight, y'all. We definitely going to break it down for y'all. We got special diva guests that's going to be in the building today. We got Miss Marti Bowser that's going to be in the building today. She is the CEO of Role Model Publicity. And we got Lavora Brinson live in the building with us today. She is a master cosmetologist at Hair I Go. We definitely going to be chopping up with these queens today. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. You can even log in and listen to us live right now. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Y'all know how we do. Well, without further ado, I'm going to bring the top dogs in the building. What has got to give a definitely, definitely crazy 20th century intro for the lady of the hour right now, Miss Marti Bowser, man. Queen, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
All that's for me?
All that for you, man. This is how we do it at Diva Spot.
Thank you. Appreciate that. How are you doing?
I am doing fine on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, so we should be glad in it.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
We should definitely be glad in it. I'm about to go and get my other queen live on the line. Let me get her right now. Got to give an introduction to her. Lavora, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
That's what's up. I'm glad. So we got to give you the round of applause, baby. It's all right. Ladies, that's what's up, man. We live in the building on Diva Spot. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. So, Lavora, we're going to go ahead and blast the hour off with you. You know, since you over there at the hot spot, Here I Go over there at the shot right there. Big shout out to Here I Go, man. Now, one of the things that I need to confess, Diva Mary Kay needs to confess, is Diva has the issue with that brittle, dry hair. You know, like the hamburger meat. Now, no matter how many times... I perm it, it's all right. I get my little doobie done or whatever. And then by the end of the night, it's like back to frizz mode. It's back to, and then now on top of that, by the end of the night, I'm already mad as hell because I done spent my money to get a perm. I done spent my money to get a doobie. I'm not Jennifer Lopez rich. You know, I am dealing with, you know, a little bit of, well, Monique got money now, but Monique before she got some money. I'm dealing with a little bit of, you know, hamburger helper money, and I'm mad because why is this hair frizzing back up after I came to the shop?
Okay, Miss Diva Mary Jane, how you doing tonight? I want to first say it's relaxer. It's not a perm. We as black women especially have to definitely be educated on the products we put in our hair. A relaxer is what makes our hair straight. A perm makes it curly. So a perm would be what you consider a jerry curl. We no longer use those. So, but for that dry... Yes. Yes.
I just got upgraded. Diva Mary Kay just got upgraded, y'all. It's not a perm. It's the
no
relaxer.
So
the perm, no more perms. No more jerry curl. I
no
had a jerry curl back in the day.
Right.
I go for like I have my little, what was it, the yellow bottle with the red light, the red letters
yes,
on it.
Yes, yes, yes. A jerry curl. Hey, we all been there in the kitchen with Auntie doing them, too.
Yeah.
But for that dry, brittle hair, what I would really do is increase your amount of deep conditioners that you get done. After a relaxer, I mean, even here I go, I try to include in the relaxer process the cost of a deep conditioner and treatment because I really push healthy hair. It's all good to get weave because I love weave. It's very convenient. I love it. I wear it all the time myself. But you still have to take care of your mane up underneath that weave. And
yeah.
In doing so, you have to keep the hair conditioned, those ends trimmed, treated, you know, and eat healthy too. Believe it or not, the health of your hair is determined by your blood. No product make your hair grow, not one, unless it's internal, unless it's a pill that, you know, promotes hair growth like keratin or biotin, something with vitamins in it that promote hair growth. It's your blood that determines your hair growth, though. The products maintain the healthiness of it while it's on your head.
What are some of the top products that we can use for those who are getting relaxers, not perms, relaxers, and also for my natural queens, because
okay,
we
yeah.
got natural queens out there that don't perm. So what are some of the, first of all, the chemical products, if I'm saying it right, that what are some of the top products that, the chemical products that you would suggest, and then what are some of the more organic or natural products that we can use to promote healthy hair and for my hair to grow as well?
Well, for both natural and a lot of times people confuse that they think that natural hair is easier to maintain than relaxed hair, and it's not. You have
it's
to
not.
Put
it's not.
Just as much time, just as much effort into that because it can be very dry. You know, you have our baby girls, and you're like, oh, my goodness, her hair just eats the grease up. And
yeah.
And it's true. It soaks up moisture really fast. And it's hard to keep that under control. But for as far as the products, Paul Mitchell is not just for Caucasian clients. It definitely he has a line out right now by Awapui, AWAPUI, and it's a keratin treatment. Not the keratin treatment that's the Brazilian straightener. It's totally different. It's the actual treatment that builds the bonds of keratin back up in your hair. And application in the salon may run you about $30 to $40 on top of the shampoo style, but it's worth it getting it at least once a month, once every 2 months, or as needed on your hair. As far as natural hair, there's in Atlanta, there's someone called Talia Wajid, and she has a natural hairline that I've heard from people who are natural that it's very good. I've heard of Mixed Chicks. I haven't per se used it, but I've heard people use that and have gotten good results from it. There's, of course, everybody knows of Carol's Daughter. It's a lot of different things, but definitely for both natural and relaxed hair or chemically treated hair, you want to enforce deep conditioners and treatments on a regular basis,
yeah.
not just once, you know?
Yeah, so maybe like, and... You know, Marty, you can chime in at any time, you know, as far as on the topic, because Marty has natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been natural for a while. My thing with the natural was I love color. So I knew the color, the bleaching, and the perms would not mix at all. I've always mm-hmm. been, you know, when I did get perms, I was a kitty perm
mm-hmm.
child. Just dip the perm in maybe a comb and comb it through. That was it because of the type of hair I have. I don't have thick hair. I have thin hair, but I have a lot of thin. So it was, I had to find that good balance. So as I got older, I knew the color and the perm, either way, was going to work. Because I had a couple of bouts, which, you know, the hay fill and the falling out and the thinning edges. So I stick to that. And I think I found one. I think it's Chi. They have a really great hairline.
Who is that again?
Chi. It's C-H-I.
Oh, yes.
They have
yes.
A really great hairline. It smells great, too. And
mm-hmm.
one thing I do like about their products, it's not heavy at
mm-hmm.
all. And with
cool.
the hair that I have,
yes.
it's the natural, you know, curls up and get wet. So I can't have anything that's just going to sit on top of my hair because at the end of the day, I'm going to look like a poodle with a big, you know, glob of grease in my hair. So I need something that's light.
You don't want
do
that moving thick hair. You want
yeah.
that flow.
Exactly. Yeah, when I straighten it out, it's pretty when I straighten it out. Then when I go outside, no one knows how pretty it was in the house. Because by the time I get outside, I'm back to cotton candy status. That was my name as a child, too, cotton candy hair, because that's exactly what happened.
You got to take a picture while you're in the house before you go out and just post it on
exactly,
Facebook. Like, this would it look.
Yeah. All my Twitter pics and Facebooks are in the house. We don't do any outside photo shoots because the time I get outside, it's not the same. I'm not the same person. So that's a given. Whenever someone's like, let's do a photo shoot. Yeah, we have to be in the air conditioning with a fan blowing because by the time you know sweat or water, no, ma'am. I'm actually looking for a flat iron that runs off a battery. So if anyone knows, please. No.
They have cordless flat irons.
They do have cordless flat irons.
Yes, they do.
And the favorite store in America, one of my favorite stores is Walmart.com. You can go right to Walmart.com or you can Google, battery-operated flat irons. And it's right there because it's little. They got the little ones out.
Yeah,
I mean, I see that now that they're going medium. They're going more, more travel size now with the flat irons and stuff like that. And, you could put them in your pocketbook and you could plug it into the bathroom, keep it pushed, you know. You already
yeah,
know how it is,
plug. You know, you dance a little bit and a little sweat and everything. And, you know, you were cute coming in. I like to look the same way going out. And
yeah,
I
right?
can't, you know, just have the natural spiral on top of the part left out with the good, you know, Remy hanging down. It's not attractive, but yeah, I'm a cop on that.
Let's go to the hotlines and get some love, man. We see y'all with y'all hands up. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT is Women's Chronicles, and we talking about them hair wars. Men, y'all can call in, too, because we going to chop it up in a few about why we don't like for y'all to touch our hair. Just look at us. You ain't got to touch our hair. Look, just look at me. Just admire me. Let's go ahead and open up the line at 862-220. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Holla at us, man.
Yeah, oh, shit. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, you already know Shice. You already know Shice and shit.
Shicey boys in the building. It's hell, bro.
It's not
good. Dizzy Shice, man.
Riveton. L-Blaze.
L-Blaze. All of us.
Shice, man.
We all in here and shit, you feel me? We just want to say we love y'all. We got the crew with some young guy for y'all here and shit. I mean, we trying to get a real life.
We definitely can appreciate y'all calling in and listening to Diva Spot. L Blaze, what's one of the things that, you know, that you require for a woman, you know, when she whip her hair back and forth, when she busts out, you know, she got that hair rocking and you see it, she like, yeah.
I require all of that stuff. I need her to just whip it up and
what's one of the things you require for what's one of the things that you require for a woman to have as far as when it comes to hair? It takes me off the speaker because I have an echo. There you go.
I require her to have just the gym all of that good stuff on here, that Jamaican stuff, that lock quick stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. You like a girl with dreads.
Mm-hmm. Because of the dreads and stuff, man. Shout to So-So. You already know. So-So the wave.
Well, yo, we definitely appreciate y'all calling in. Let's go to the line. We got more hands up in the call too. Let's see who this is. 862-242. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio. ENT. What's your name? Where you calling from?
862. That's me. You already know.
Okay, it's you again. Y'all calling from multiple lines. That's fantastic. Let's get back to the show. It's Women to Women's Wednesday, man. We got the Queens live in the building. We got Lavora Brenton all the way from Here I Go live in the building. And we got Marty Bowser live in the building. Marty, tell us about Role Model Publicity, man. You are the CEO of Role Model Publicity. Tell us all about that.
Well, we're based out here in North Carolina, you know, but we work all over. And basically, I'm just for, you know, that movement of underground music, that movement of the artists that, you know, has the talent and hasn't been heard yet, getting them out there and making sure they get
the
spot, you know, where they want to be. We have a lot of people out here, you know, they want to do the independent thing. They just want distribution. They don't want the, you know, the big corporation behind them. And I'm all for that, especially if they have the drive and the talent for that. So just getting them the shows, the venues. I'm not a manager. I'm not a manager because I can barely manage myself, but I will get you where you need to be. I will get your face out there. We'll get your song on the radio. We'll get, you know, you the bookings, the shows, and everything like that to where it'll get you that extra coverage, that publicity, basically to where you might get offered that deal, the distribution or whatever, you know, your heart's content. So basically it started like that. I knew a couple of people who were already, you know, in the thing out here, and I said, you know, I'm going to use calls as favors. I could start charging these people.
Mm-hmm.
But basically the bottom line was I wanted, you know, the music that I like to listen to, the local artists, you know, who I show love because they show love back because they work to that local artist. I want them on, you know, I want them on the TV as well.
Mm.
I want them to get that recognition as well.
Most definitely. You said two key words, drive and dedication. Any artist
exactly.
That's coming and dealing with anybody and anything that you're doing within your business is drive and dedication. It's just like she said, you know, she could be charging because no Diva Spot ENT is charging, baby. You know, y'all got to help Diva keep the lights on, point blank, period. You know, when we doing business, it's always business, never personal. If you're not willing to put in drive, dedication, and invest into your music and your craft, while I'm giving you my network, my leads, and getting you shows, getting you books, getting you concerts, getting you producers, and getting you paid features, paid features, and not only that, getting you paid performances, then you're going to have to invest, man. At the end of the day, you know, the show is not free. So, you know,
exactly.
I'm not selling it, and I ain't giving it away. I'm just asking for something in exchange. I'm a fair hustler,
I tell people, you know, we'll be friends after 5 o'clock when the bank closes. You know,
yeah, right?
That's when we can hang out. I can't be a friend between 9 and 5, you know, business hours. You know, Bank of America is open, so we still got business to do. But after 5 o'clock, we can chill because I can't, you know, after 2 o'clock, it doesn't show on my account anyway. So, but, you know, after 5 o'clock, we could be friends. We go grab a drink or something. But between 9 and 5, I'm going to need you to call me. You
and
know,
if you don't catch it with the next time, PayPal is working 24 hours a day, baby.
You know what? And I do take Western Union. Just give me the reference number, and I'll be there to pick it up. That's all I'm saying.
Most definitely, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio ENT. If you want to be the boss, you got to play the cost, man. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We going in because it's Hair Wars, y'all.
I'ma live a lie.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Women's Chronicles, man. We getting them hair wars going in. We got special divas live in the building with us. We got Lavoie Brenta live in the building with us from Here I Go. And we got Marty Bowser live in the building with us, that CEO of Role Models Publicity. Y'all know I got hot mess news for y'all. It is amazing what a weave can do. So without further ado, let's go ahead and answer this hot mess news, man. Well, woman accused of stealing $1,600 and hiding it in her weave. Yes. She had $1,600 in her weave. She whipped her hair back and forth. An ambassador almost got away with $1,600 after emptying her pockets, exposing her bra, and letting authorities conduct a thorough search for stolen money after spending the night with a man at a Western diplomat in Hollywood, Florida. She fled the hotel room and rushed after alleged women. She fled the hotel room in a rush after allegedly emptying the New York tourist short pocket that morning. When accused of the crime, she let him look inside her purse and pockets to prove to him that she didn't commit the theft. The police, however, picked her up on Hollywood Beach and noticed something particular about her hairpiece. And when it was removed, they found 1,500 bills and six $20 bills. Hopefully the tourists learned from the wig splitting incident. A weave is not just a hairstyle, it's a necessity. I definitely want to get what she with the hair back and forth. I gotta play that. I want to get y'all comments back on this. So y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the one button to open your mic up because you already know.
Really?
Real good. If you want to get the story and you want to get more details, you can go to mixbird.com. That's MIXBIRD.com and check out the story, or you can just Google it, Woman Hides Money and Weave. But I'm going to go to the top of my panel. I'm going to start with you, Ms. Brent. Ms., I keep calling you Brenton Cousins. Sorry, your last name is Emmons.
That's okay. We are from the Brinson family tribe.
Well, that's what it is. Big shout out to all my family, the Brinsons, but I want to start with you. Give me your feedback on that situation, man.
That is hilarious. You ever seen that show? I think it's on AE or something called I Almost Got Away With It.
Yeah.
That's where that should have been featured. That's hilarious. I always watch those type of shows, so I wonder if they're going to have that on there, or World's Dumbest Criminals or something like that. But that's hilarious. Well, I guess, you know, weave is versatile. It's very versatile. I guess she's gonna make the airport security start checking people's weaves.
You know what? It's
gonna
be a problem
anymore.
Up there. Diva is gonna bust it up. Y'all hear that? Busting it up. Mm-hmm. It ain't going down. You touching my weave? Do you know how long I sat in the shop and how much I paid for this? And you talking about taking it down?
Yeah,
nice.
Exactly. I'll drive.
That's hilarious.
Marty, go ahead and chime in on that, and we're going to go to the hotlines to get some more love, man.
I'm just really wondering, you know, why my hair doesn't come, you know, equipped for handling $1,600, and what my hair doesn't do anything, so I curl it. So I think I have lazy hair. So for hers to be able to walk out and hide $1,600, I think I've been cheated.
You know what? I think she had a front lace front tier. She had a front lace hoodie on, y'all. She was
yes.
She said what?
She had the original front lace on for that. The BA post.
I'm gonna have to look into that picture and see what that's looking like.
Yes.
Thinking
on her part. That's quick thinking. You know, I would have never thought. I would have just got caught. My mugshot was probably cute then, I guess, you know, with the good wig on.
Well, the saying does go, when you a true pimp, you never find your hoe. Well, if you a true hoe, you ain't gonna never find the money. And she just went in and put it.
Yeah.
I ain't even mad at Queen. Let's go to the hotlines. We got Genius Live in the building with us, and I know the King is definitely going to come through and just, you know, rip it for us. Big round of applause for the Queen, the King coming through. Genius is live in the building, man.
Oh, man. What's going on, Queens?
What's going on? Genius, I got my two queens live in the building. I got Miss LaVore from Here I Go. And we got Marty Bowser live in the building from Role Models Publicity. They are my special diva guests today. Y'all know what it is. It's Women's Chronicles today, and we talking about hair wars.
Wow, salute. I'm still trying to get my composure together from the story that you was just sitting there telling. That's crazy. That is... You know, see a new Marvel superhero or something. That's just funny.
She kept it real. She said, you know what, I got to think fast. I got to think on my toes. And that's a whole lot of money to be stashing in your bra. She done flashed him a couple of times, bunched her pockets, and then, you know, went in and say, look, I told you I ain't got your money, man, so let me be out with mine. But not only did she got away, but what happened is, you know, Dana and Craig and them, somebody had to say something. The police let her go and then, again, picked her up on the Hollywood beach and noticed something particular about her hairpiece. And when it was removed, they found 15. I wouldn't even be walking nowhere after I leave the scene. The first thing Diva Mary Kay going to be looking for is a cab, is a G-Rod, a bus, or something.
Exactly.
To keep me
right.
Faster away from that spot rather than walking.
They would need a search warrant to go through my hair. I'm sorry.
A search warrant for your hair.
I fire a warrant to go through my tracks because, like, this takes time and, yeah.
And
money. So I'm going to need the $1,500. I'm going to need at least 80 of that back to have the rest.
Yeah.
So I can get this put back in since you want it to lift up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
She was smart for that one. Real
That's
smart.
Crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Want to give a big shout out to G. Ali in the Ill Town. Definitely want to give a big shout out to them, man. Big shout out to the whole Brick City. Big shout out to the whole PPV gang, man. Big shout out to everybody that's doing it over there. We definitely are in business. We definitely are looking for artists. We definitely can get you exposure, and we definitely can get you to where you want to go. But again, it comes with drive and dedication and an initial investment. If you're not investing into yourself, why should somebody else invest into you? And I'm going to open your line up for a second. I'm going to get back to the Queen because we are talking about hair wars. And what I want to say, LaVore, is how is it, like, when I go to the shop, because this is my issues, and I don't know if it's just mommies that do it, but the little bit of hair that I do have when I go in the shop and I want to get my ends clipped, every time I go to the shop, it's like, it's always more cut off. Is this because that, you know, those ends are damaged? Do y'all know how hard I work for this new growth? But, you know, is it that much hair? Hold on one second because it's a lot of background noise. I know the Queen is over there. She's in the shop right now. She is multitasking. She in the shop doing hair, making money, and she on the show right now getting her paper. I'm getting paper. Big shout-out to all our clients over there. Yo, big shout-out to all the clients over there right now. I hear I go, man. Big shout-out to y'all. I know y'all getting dipped in whiskers. Just go outside and act and just cut up.
Well, to answer your question, Ms. Diva, you have some clients, some stylists that are lacking humility and think that they could just do what they want to do to people's hair. But they should definitely ask or let the client know, listen, you know, I know you said you needed you wanted a trim, but I noticed you have some breakage here or there. Do you mind if I go ahead and get rid of that? Other than that, we're going to be camouflaging. And, you know, we as stylists don't want our work to look bad on your head because you're a walking you know, form of advertisement.
Advertisement.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I know something when my clients need a trim and they don't want to get it, I comp it. If I say, well, is it money the problem, I will comp it because I want your hair to look good, period. So definitely, but on that tip, I don't know why they cut more than what's needed because I'm not going to cut more than what you're paying for, period.
That's definitely something that got me on, you know, on got my radar up every time I go to the shop. I went to go get my ends clipped, and I came out with a Holly Berry.
Oh, no, no.
Wow.
No, that is horrible. That is horrible.
And now it's like, now you got to bring your girlfriend to the shop with you. You got to bring Jack up now. Now, let me stop, please.
Exactly.
Yay, because I don't want nobody bringing back up to the shop. Don't bring back up to the shop because we all seen it on WorldStar how they jumped that girl in that shop. That was wrong.
What?
Yeah, you ain't seen that?
Mm-mm.
Done. They did her dirty. Well, this one girl did this stylist dirty. But we're going to get into that in a little while. Let's go ahead and move it past the mic on to Mari. Man, how you feel about the whole, you know, trim situation with getting your natural hair cut because you are a natural queen?
Well, my thing right now, I just basically pay attention to, since I do have color on my hair, you know, the growth of it, see my roots. So I try to keep it, you know, proportional, just clip the ends. And I have a pretty good stylist with that. You know, every time if I do have weave in, take it out, we do a deep condition. And I'm very big on hot oil treatments. I think that's like my and grace.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I cut my ends from there, and it's pretty good. But I have had, you know, some instances before where I ran into those hairdressers that basically, you know, they're going to do what they want to do either way, you know, because they, I guess they think because I didn't go to hair school, I don't know what I'm talking about, but they failed to realize this is my head. So, you know what, I've known it for a while, and I kind of, you know what it wants. So I was like, can I just get a trim? And I come out, you know, and I'm bobbed up. And I'm like, well, all right, I guess this is what we're going to rock with. Okay, I'll see you in 2 weeks. No, you probably won't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Then. So all the hairstylists, you know, that got a shop or whatever the case may be, when a client come in, make us feel welcome. Don't be looking at me that I just came off the block, because most likely I did. So don't be looking at me like I'm going to rob your spot. The reason why my hair and my roots look like hamburger meat and my edges look like, you know, like they just running from my face is because I need some help. So please stop looking at us funny when we come in there. Like with my shop, I'm going to have a wig shop. It's going to be an all multi-size. You can come and get your front lace done, get your wig style. You can get a skincare facial, a cosmetic facial, nails done, toes done, and eyebrows. One-stop shop, girl, you out of there. I might have some shoes and pocketbook. Probably have a damn store next door. You can get an outfit, too. You ain't got to go nowhere. This is Diva spot. But when they come in, you know, welcome them. You women love to feel catered to. Cater to me. Because most likely, I'm coming out with the green, and I'm swiping my card. And the more you, it ain't like you kissing my butt. That's one. You ain't got to kiss my butt, but I come in the shop, and you looking at me like, well, who is she? I'm Diva Mary Kay. Get it right. You know, you may want to greet me with a wine glass with some sparkling apple cider and some water in it. I might be thirsty. I know my hair thirsty. You seen that dry hair when I came in here. I need a deep conditioner.
I
hear that a lot as well with a lot of women. You know, they go in to say, you know, I don't like going in that shop because they bougie or they disrespectful. Or another thing, if you are a hairstylist that can multitask, and when I say multitask, I'm not talking about you a bad motherfucker if you can text and do hair at the same time. Now, that's a bad woman. But what I'm saying is don't be talking over my head and not doing my head. I don't need to be knowing, you know, it's like the barbershop is, you know, like I call the barbershop a therapy. It's like counseling for men. They go, they talk about their men stuff, and women, we do too. Sometimes we get a little bit too personal with the stylist, but who cares? I may not ever see her again, but I need to release this stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, at on the same token, you know, just make them feel comfortable. Don't be talking over my head, and I'm in the shop for hours, especially for a doobie. A wash
right.
and curl and a wrap. Why am I at the shop for a wash and curl and wrap and it was nobody before me? This is what I'm trying to understand. Why I got to sit in the shop for 2 hours for a wash and curl or a wash and set and curl, maybe a doobie for 2 hours. That's like an hour hairdo. Is that correct, Queen? Is that an hour?
That's yeah, about an hour and a half, depending on the thickness and length of the hair, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think the basis of anything, whether your business, like you said, is a one-stop shop, hair salon, anything, whenever you're dealing with people, you have to know a basis of customer service. You know, I do too.
Yeah.
Dealing with what I do. So, and sometimes I think now that's been forgotten almost. Because this is how you eat, you know, you're relying on these people, so you're looking at them crazy. Yeah, they look crazy because they've been working all day to pay you for
right.
a service. So I think a lot of people forget that, whether you're doing hair at your kitchen or, you know, out of a salon on top of, off of, you know, Broadway Boulevard or something like that, it's, you have to remember, you have to, your customer is, you know, your product, and you have to make it put that same effort into anything. And a lot of people don't like sitting for 6 hours. You know, I personally don't have a problem because my stylist is a family member, so it's pretty much just with my cousin, you know.
That's definitely what's up. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love, man. 973-444 Chocolate is live in the building. What's going on, Queen?
Hey, Diva.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the show, Queen. You already know what it is. It's Women's Chronicles, and we talking about them hair wars. I got my special diva guest, Divas, in the building. I got Lavora Emmons in the building. She is a master cosmetologist over there in Georgia at Here I Go. Her name and shop is Here I Go. And I got Marty Bowser live in the building. She is the CEO of Role Models Publicity. But Queen Chocolate, holler at us and tell us, you know, some of your hair war stories or your hair success stories or any questions that you have, because we got professionals on the live right now that can answer anything that you want to hear.
Okay, I want to start off by saying hello, Divas.
Hello.
I'm loving the topic because I love hair, and I love to get my hair done with extensions.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a question. My question is about the lace front wig. Is it true that it pulls your edges out?
The application is what matters. You have some people that are heavy-handed and don't know the right amount of adhesive to put on a weft to make it stick. I mean, it's a lace front. It's temporary. It's not supposed to be permanent. And that's what they have to remember. So it's all in the application and how you remove it, too. You can't just snatch it out. You have to use the remover or something that's going to loosen up that adhesive so it can, you know, slide off properly. But other than that, no, it should not take it out unless your hair is weak around that area.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No problem. A tip that I can give as far as, because I love front laces. I love wigs. I got a baby like 3 drawers of wigs just because I love them so much. I may want to be Monica today. I may want to be Stephanie tomorrow. I may want to be Pocahontas on Friday. I got multiple personalities, and front laces and wigs does the job for me. But with my front laces, I don't use adhesive. What I do is I cut the lace to line up my hairline, and then I make sure I get the front laces. I either got the 2 combs in the front,
yes,
or the three combs. What I do is I get my hair braided, or I braid it up in a circle behind, or you can do a cornrows and just have like braided across the front of the head, so you can have some for them combs to hold on to. And then with the back of the front lace, you know, those little elastic stretchy hook things.
Mm-hmm.
I hook
put it on the
together.
Tightest one.
Yeah, I hook them together, and then when the front lace started to get a little bit older, then I start using those hooks that's connected to the front lace wig. Because when you put the hooks together and when you put it on the back of the head, it's stretching to the size of the back of your dome. So So, and then with the front lace, to blend the lace in, what I do is I go old school. I take me a little bit of Vaseline, you know, rub it down, and then I take me a little foundation, a light tinted moisturizer, or a little bit of foundation, and blend it into my the top of my forehead. Because with the glue, that was one of my issues, is having the glue. You know, you all sexy and whatnot. It's hot outside, or either you getting it in with your dude. And what happens when you sweat? Those little black, funky little glue bubbles come out of nowhere, he wanna bring his sexy back on you and touch your face or the touch of your hair, and his hand is stuck to your damn face. And you try to play it off, you know. I mean, I only can talk about what I know. I only can talk about what I know. Put the kids away because it's getting explicit. But anyway, he putting his hand is stuck, and he trying to rub it. And if you rub that glue on fabric, it's not coming back, my G.
Oh, it's in there.
I'm sorry.
It's in there.
Don't have. Yeah, it's not coming back, my G. But the one thing about it, after you take the front laces off, and just like the queen said, you want to use the correct amount, and you want to use the remover to take it off. But if you don't, and you peel it off or whatever, you're going to have ball spots on the side of your head looking crazy. And it's I hate to see women when they get them, when their edges is gone, and they try to slip their baby hair. What is that? Wow.
That's the now. That's the now. That's what you call it. That's during the now. That's pretty much what it is.
Mm.
That's it.
Wow. I have seen that.
You
is
a... Wow. I mean, I know it's baby hairs are fine hairs and whatnot. It's all cool. But if your edges is going, mom, just go ahead and do you a favor and make you a bang until they come back. Is it true, this is my question too, is it true that the black glue helps your hair grow when you doing like, is it true that the black glue helps your hair grow?
No.
I know, that's right. She didn't put, no. No, stop it. No, it's not. They have this new stuff now, Lavoie, where they have it where you can slick your hair back, and it's like this gel that you put over your hair. And this was done old school before they came out with this clear foam, this clear gel that hardens on your hair. I still use the black protein gel. I still use that to do my quick weaves, or either I'll use that and the cap. But the new stuff that they have with the gel to form your hair, and you can just rinse it out later. I've seen it actually on YouTube.
Morning
How
Glory.
Good is that product?
Is it called like Morning Glory or Morning Glow or something like that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really thick. Yeah. I know
really
about
thick.
That.
You slather it on the top of your hair. You stick your hair. You slather it on top of your hair. Then you let it dry. Then you go into going in with doing your quick weave. Is that a good product? Would you recommend it? Lavoie, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute, so you wouldn't hear the background noise.
Okay.
What it is that's a protectant, a hair protectant, and it shields the hair. Like, you know how even when you use a stocking cap, the glue's going to get through there because it's mesh. I don't care if you put on four caps, it's going to get through. So you put that on there, and I test everything on myself first before I even put it on my clients. It's one thing I do as a stylist and professional, because if you can't promote something if you don't really know what it's about. And so
no,
I will jeopardize
you.
My
mm-hmm.
hair before I would my client. So I've used it on my hair first a couple of times, and it does work. Like, when it comes to washing it out, it does. It washes right on off, and there's no glue residue on the hair.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and what did you say the name of it was?
It's Morning Glory. And the bottle, it's $25 for a bottle. It's pretty steep. But you don't have to use a lot of it at a time.
Yeah, I'm just about to say,
yeah.
How many uses would I get, like five or six quick weaves? Can I get like five or six quick weaves out of that one?
Yeah, maybe more than that.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah, more than that.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to try that.
I use that. When I get quick weave, since I am natural, my hair doesn't work well with the gel. It just wave up. So I'm sitting in the dryer 15 hours just to get a mold. But the Morning Glory actually is one of, you know, the best ones as far as any type of hair. It'll hold you down, like, all day.
What's the length of your hair?
Right now, I'm getting back to a right of my shoulder length.
Because let me tell you, they shouldn't even be molding your hair down. They should braid it as if they're going to do a sewing. Yes. Yep. My clients who have long hair or you know, hair that's long enough to where it'll be bulky or it'll take too long to dry, I braid it down as if I'm going to do a sewing, and I'll go ahead and do the quick weave still.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Queen. I'll ask my question with you. Go ahead.
Well, when I do get a quick, I'm always going to come. I'm not a fan of the all covered. I do leave, you know,
mm-hmm.
my hair out, the
mm-hmm.
part down the middle, side part, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm doing that, the braid won't show at all.
Nope.
Even when they do the stock, okay.
Nope, you can still do that because you could cut out the part of the stocking cap.
Yeah, that's what
we do now. Where it's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fly. That's definitely fly. Wow, my attention span, ADHD. I had a question, and I just lost it. Come on, Chocolate, where your antennas at, Anime? Where your antennas at?
They here. How do y'all feel about the invisible parts? Because I see a lot of women out here with invisible parts. Some of the parts be very big, like it's like they got a hole in their head. And then some of them like
that ain't invisible. Yeah, that's not invisible, like a hole in your head. What is that?
Somebody who did not go take the class on how to do it properly.
Exactly. I was just about to say.
My cousin, she keep asking me if I want to get the invisible part. See, I'm scared to let her do it. Now, she's a great stylist. She's been doing my hair since I was young. But I'm still skeptical about it because I done seen so many girls and the invisible part is not invisible. It's like a big hole. And so I would rather just perm the front of my head, the top of my head, and, you know, just do it like that.
That's it. Do what works for you. Do what works for you because it's not for everybody. That invisible part was primarily made for people who have no choice but to get that. That, you know, the girls who were tired of covering their hair up completely because of limits. I don't want to offend anyone, like not having any hair in certain places. So, you know, and they still want the adversity to be able to have a part or look like a part. That's what that was really made for. So if you don't have to do it, don't. Yeah, especially for somebody you're not sure if they can do it properly. Because it will look like a double wide driveway.
Really, I see some of those, like, you know, a Mack truck can park in between it, and I'm like, well, you know,
you just get a toy car put it up there, like, look at the road,
toy car. And I think people don't realize, you know, as they, just like, you know, with tracks, everything loosens up. As it gets older, it gets wider, and it, you know, the tracks tend to space apart, so they don't understand that. And by the end of like 2.5 weeks, they're looking like, you know. They have a lot on their mind because their hair is splitting open. I just tell people maybe it's a choice when the texture hair that you have, there's no way that your hair is going to match it.
Right.
But you still want that part, kind of like, you know, if you want to get the body wave or something like that and your hair, you know, it's no way, no curling, no perming, no flat iron, anything that's going to get your hair to match, but you want that, you know, that Pocahontas part down the middle. Maybe if the person can do it, that's the option, but... You might want to French lace it out if you want to part.
I think it's better for with quick weaves, not with tracks, period. I'm not going to say quick weaves, but with tracks, period. I think it's better for you to. Oh, that was my question. Sorry, I got to ask you before I forget it. What is molding? What does molding mean when you said they should be molding your hair right now?
You said molding?
Yeah, like they should be molding your hair.
Oh, molding is like setting it. Mostly molding is used like for someone with a short haircut. They get it washed and they're molded before in the direction because molding gives a little bit of body before you even curl the hair. Like, you ever seen somebody with a really nice cut and they get molded and combed, and you're like, wow, you don't really even need to get it curled.
Yeah.
That's because that cut is right and that mold is right.
Definitely sound like a plan. Well, let's get into it as far as that's what I was about to say about the tracks. You know, I think it's better to not glue your tracks together. I think it's a lot better to do it with gelling the hair down or using the Morning Glory to do it, because I think you get a better shake, you get better body, and because your natural hair can take from the bounce and the shake in the tracks, because, you know, the like Yaki is one of them brands that you can get that's more of a thicker, more human-like feel to the hair. But then if you want that shake and go, I would definitely suggest for you guys to just, you know, do your little part at the top and gel it down on the sides, because I get tired of seeing the tracks and then you got long hair to the shoulder and then you got a couple of Freddy Krueger sticking out on the side. That's just not cool. And the hair is one and your hair is 1B. Like, you can definitely see the difference. Like,
yeah.
You know, if your hair is 1B, get 1B. If you're going crazy with some, oh, I got to say this. I'm sorry I got excited. No, I'm not. If you're going to do blonde hair or number 4 and up and your hair is a 1B and darker, do yourself a favor and do not try to blend that shit over them tracks.
I'm
tired of people here
so tacky.
Looking
so
like it got beat up in the front and it's healing in the back. That is not cool, and that is not a superwoman. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard. This shout out to all my superwomen. This is for y'all, man.
Congratulations.
us not to work it out. Now you say you've been loving me, me only, baby, faithfully. Mighty strange when my eyes can see that you've been cheating around on me. I'm your woman. Oh, yes, I am. So show some respect and treat me as such. To let you raise me. You used to call me daddy scarecrow queen, and you still mean the world to me. No sooner than I say no more, I run to you like a corner store. I don't love you enough to hate, but yet I love you too much to leave.
I'm your woman.
Yes, that makes me your
woman.
Oh, yes,
woman.
It does. You need to show some respect and treat me as such. In bed with me, taking advantage of a real good thing. How long will it take you to see? Sometimes I ask myself, are you crazy to stay here and put up with this pain? You promised me the moon and the stars above, but all I seem to get is rain. But I'm caught up in your whirlwind, I'm blown away. It's gonna take more than some shoes. I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna stay right here and rebuild this house. Cause I'm your woman. Yeah. So show some respect and treat me as such. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, I am.
I love it.
Congratulations. As
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise. Guns out, aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. May, me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive, soar, higher, higher, higher.
Live to Diva Spa Radio ENT. You already know what it is. It's Women's Chronicles Wednesdays, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spa Radio, live on the line. I got the CEO live in the building with me, Role Model Publicity, man. For those people or clients or people who are looking to work with you, what are some of the things that, you know, first the tip that you would give them before they approach you? Because you are definitely about your business and you're not playing any games with nobody.
Exactly. I want you to come, you know, with the drive behind you. You know, I'm all for, you know, the homeboy artist, you know, the person out there that wants to be heard. They think they got this talent. I never turn my eye at anyone to hand me a CD. I listen to it, but back it up. You know, if you come to me, you expect me to be able to back up everything I say. So you as the artist, I would want you to be able to do that too. Just and put that work in when I give you the advice, and I want you to go to the open mics, and I want you to go talk to the program directors or, you know, meet the bloggers or, you know, the journalists. Do that. You know, take it upon yourself. Show me you want this too, because I don't want to be a rapper. I don't want to be a singer. You know, so this is for you. So show me you want it just as bad and give me something, you know, to work with, basically. I can't make the horse drink the water, you know, so be willing to work. Put in the work. You don't mean to work, you work with me. And that's about it.
Exactly. Beautiful picks by Andre Jared. Am I saying his name right? Because I don't want to chop it up.
Gerard.
Beautiful picks by Andre Jared. He did a fabulous job here. I like how you have the little icon pulled out. But what did stick out to me, the picture that does stick out to me is the young lady here, there she is. She is looks like she has on a beautiful black dress, nice big accessories with blue in it, the nice belt, but her hair is fiva. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, that is fly as hell.
That
I love
actually,
it.
We actually, like I said, because we are underground, I try to keep everything, you know, as close as possible. You know, they always say you can't work with family, but I believe that's not true if your family has that drive, the same thing that you all understand. You know, we're family, but we're business as well. We have to handle that. Actually, Andre Gerard is a stylist. He's a family member of mine. He styled all those photo shoots. He's done stuff from Sunshine Anderson styling her for a whole weekend here in Charlotte during one of our CIAA to he did a couple of fashion week shows. And he also recently worked with Lil' Kim for her opening up her hair salon. But the hairdo that's usually featured in his on his models are done by his older brother, actually, which is my stylist. And he is known throughout Charlotte and surrounding areas as, you know, the weave king of Charlotte. Mm. And he's done a lot of people, you know, from everyday women to women, you know, to models. So he's one of those that's talented, in a way self-taught, but he has, you know, he's done the classes in the school, but it's just one of those talents, you know. So we come from a pretty good creative family, so I use that, you know. Why do I have to pay to put up with the attitude when I know someone who's going to do the work I want? You know, and like I said, it could be seen as fun, you know, chilling with your cousin. So, yeah, those are definitely two very talented people, and their contact information are on my page as well.
Let's go to the hotlines. If you got questions, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got Marty Bowser live in the building with us, the CEO of Model Publicity. And we have another one of my queens live in the building, Whitney Lavore. She is a master cosmetologist, and she has her own shop called Here I Go. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love. 391-973-391. Holler at us. 973-391, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, my phone was missing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm just listening in, and I've been, I got a new hairstylist. I'm kind of canceling her out, too, because her attitude is really stink, you know, to be doing hair. But I've been getting a lot of good haircuts on the new reality show, Beverly Hills Fabulous, with Elgin, who does all the celebrities' hair, Beyonce, and all their hair and stuff. Oh, I've been getting a lot of hair tips on how to perm your hair, and no matter how coarse your hair is, you can get your hair trained to the point where you only maybe need a relaxer once a year, and Elgin is like, his hair is like really long and straight, and it's like beautiful, and it's like everybody wants to know, can I touch it, can I touch it, why is it so silky, and so I've got a lot of tips from there as far as the fresh olive oil and stuff like that to use on your hair when you have a problem like me with coarse hair. I was just going to say, I've been getting a lot of hair tips for saving money and, you know, being natural, the least chemicals as possible, because chemicals are really, really taking a toll on hair now, you know.
And one thing I did have to say, because Diva Mary Kay got upgraded today, because I kept saying perm, 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 perm. And for some reason, growing up, I thought a perm was a thing that straightened your hair.
Well, it's a miracle worker, and it's not.
Yeah, and I actually come to find out that a perm is what makes, like, a jerry curl, and a relaxer is what straightens it. Thank God I wasn't getting a perm, but, you know.
You didn't know the difference, but us as black people, we say perm, 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 when it's a relaxer to straighten and a perm to curl. Now, that's funny. But, you know, we're going to say perm. They put a perm in my hair. They put a perm, but it's a relaxer. I learned that when I went to the shop talking about I want a perm. She said, a perm? You want some curl? I said, nah, that means these knots to go away. She said, oh, you want a relaxer? I said, well, however you put it, just straighten me out. Just straighten me on out. That's all I'm saying. All you got to do is straighten me on out. Yeah, so that's how I love it.
Wow.
Ebony, you know better than anybody. After a month and a half, baby, if I don't have no relaxing, it's going to be a situation.
Yeah, we call it, we call it your hair looking like the back of a sheep ass. It's just like all bad.
Yes,
like
girl, talk on me.
You sheepy back there. You sheepy, Ma.
Need a little relaxation. Take a rest. Look.
There was no need for you to cancel your maid. Your kitchen is dirty, Ma. There was no need for you to cancel housekeeping. You need them, you know?
You need some cleaning up. You ain't get them dust bunnies balled up back there.
Oh, Stacey, a.k.a. Cherry Law from Brick City Live on Diva Spot Radio right now. This is my partner in crime, my homegirl, man. We can always bug out. It's always good to have a girlfriend that will tell you the truth about yourself. And not just necessarily hate it, because I have to say, I talked to her one day, and I said, what's going on with you? She said, girl, I cut all my hair off. I said, now, why would you do that?
It was either the hair or the head, and I made a decision. It was cut your throat or cut your hair, and I made a decision.
I made an executive decision. So what's the funny shit? I goes over there. I go over there, and what's old girl? What's the mama name from Good Times? Yo.
What's the
wow. Yeah, you had a good time.
That was the worst thing in the world. I've never. I go over there. I'm like, son, what happened? Why would you do this to yourself? But thank God that the hair grows back. And we was able to get a good chuckle because she was going through something at the time. But, you know, I think a lot of women, we go through it, and the first thing we do is, I'm cutting all my hair off. She did a Britney Spears, and that was funny as hell. Unfortunately,
yes.
My battery died, and I couldn't take a picture of it.
And the, crazy part about it,
the crazy part about it, though, is I didn't realize it until it was over. And there was no turning back. So it was just like, oh, now, I am I'm a type person. I believe in, you know, some people are extra, some things are just fake. I have come to the realization that in a split second, your mind can go. In a split second. In a split second, your mind can go. And it's like, I be seeing girls, seen you last month, you know, and then I see you now, and it's like, wow. I will no longer ever say why, when I will not, because it happened. This is what I want to say too. This is what I want to say too. To all the queens who cut their hair off to like low, like low body, like amber.
Hold on, I'm hanging up. I'm clicking over.
No problem.
Okay.
Who cut their hair all the way low like that? Stop putting these big feather earrings in your hair, in your ears, after you cut all your hair off. Now you want to design your
ears. I thought it was just me.
Now you want to design your ears up with a bald head. I'm not understanding that. I just don't understand that. I mean, you know, you cut all your hair off, then you put all this makeup on, you put your fake eyelashes on. Your eyelashes, you got more hair on your eyelashes than on your head.
Girl,
and then you got
pink
nails. You got them.
So you can see the glue on the girl. Yes, I said you should
have. I have to mute Stacey out sometimes because she'll go ham and we will be dying on her. But before I open her mic back up, I want to get the panel feed.
I think you should know your head shape, too. You know what kind of head you have. That haircut's not for everybody. You know, I have a couple of friends who've done that, and it looks nice on them, and then I see a couple of people, you know, who are those trend followers, and
yeah.
It's not for them, and they've gone to the point of basically no return because they've cut all that hair off. So that's one of those things you really have to be committed to that.
Yeah, I definitely second and third and fourth that comment, and I cannot stand when everybody wants to be, what's the name, Cassidy, and shave one side of their hair off. That's not for everybody. When your hair is low and you got peasy mazes through your head, not because of a clipper did it, but because your hair is just nappy.
Yes.
Don't shave your hair off the side if you don't have the texture. In another case, do not go natural if you don't have the texture. And come into the salon, talk about, I want to press out, because you don't want to pay me for what it costs to spend 2 hours pressing out every kink in your hair.
Exactly.
Since we going in, let's address that.
Let's address that right now.
I think people are confused. You know, stylists, and I'm sure Miss Harrigo knows this too. They confuse you all with magicians. You have a comb and a brush, not a wand. And I've seen people, like I said, I've sat in my cousin's shop. I have an aunt that has a shop, and I have, you know, like it's throughout my family. And I've seen these people come in here with these pictures. That right there, those hair magazines, I love them. They give ideas, but they're also a curse. Do not bring a picture of 18-inch, 20-inch Remy when you're working with a 27 piece. It's not going to work out. So, if you know.
And you don't want to spend the money.
Exactly.
And you don't want to spend the money.
Exactly. Or they have just enough hair to where, you know, if they wanted something like a bob, you know, that would be all right. But they want the, you know, they want the Mariah Carey, they want the Beyonce. And I'm like, you know, you have to learn what works for yourself. Everything isn't for everybody. Just like I tell my artists, that's not your niche. Find your niche. Find what's good for you. Like, I know I have friends, she's young, but she's always wanting short haircuts because she knows that's what works for her. She doesn't like long hair. She'll get mm-hmm. short weave, but that's what works for her. We're not going to walk around with our head shaved on one side because Cassie or someone else will do it, because Cassie is getting paid to walk around with her head shaved on one side.
Oh,
you're not.
She sure lives.
So
and I don't like it on Cassie.
Yeah, I pretty much like her with, I mean, with her hair. I'm like, you're walking around with her looking crazy. She really does. It's getting a little old. Yeah, it's getting a little old now. She needed to do something, but yeah, so I think people, before they go to these hairstyles, you know, and even with weave, people say, I could do long and short, but you might not look right, either weave or not. So find what works for you. Find your
and you
niche,
know what?
So.
And another way that you can, you know, find your niche and look at things, look at yourself from the outside looking in, is take the time out to do a free virtual makeover. And one of the sites that you can go to is www.marykay.com. You can go there and go to the free virtual makeover. You can do your makeup there. Also, you can try out different hairstyles, and you can also put in Google, like, virtual hair makeover, stuff like that, so you can look at yourself from the outside. Because, you know, for even with, you know, cosmetics and makeup, dark colored women look good with plums and berries, you know, natural tones and stuff like that. You don't want to be going all out and putting on pink frost lipstick. That's for a lighter colored woman. It may not look nice on you. It all depends on what the occasion is, but for hair, it's the same thing. You want to get something that complements your natural skin tone, even if you're doing some highlights or something like that. It all depends on the individual, but one of the hairstyles that I have seen, and Stacey going to start dying with this, and all you older ladies, all you older queens out there, I'm not mad at you for Stella getting her groove back, but do us a favor and stop with the whole 27 mohawk piece in the middle.
Peacock.
I don't even like that hairstyle.
The spider helmet. That's what
the
we call
rooster.
It, the spider helmet.
The rooster. You
we own call it the spider
the
helmet.
The rooster! And you look like Woody Woodpecker. Where is you going with that? I am mad. Looking like Woody Woodpecker.
I don't want to put our names up there, but we got the number one Woody Wood. Baby, she's 50. Baby, she's about 57, baby. Woody Wood is in the building. Baby, I'm ready to say, she was there when I come out of October, baby.
But, yes, ain't nothing wrong with Stella getting her groove back. But Stella, know your limit, baby. There is no
need
for
that. We call them the 300 helmets, the Spartan helmet.
The
Spartan.
Yeah. Oh, Gladiator, how they would have,
like
the big. Yeah, like they're going to yell Sparta in the middle of the hair salon because it's, like, plastered on the side and you got this big lush bush in the middle, so yeah, we call
it. But you know what?
Helmet.
You know what? Another thing
is wrong for that.
another style I hate.
LaVore said a stylist is wrong for that.
Yeah, we call them the Spartan helmets, and people. I mean, and no matter what the stylist, like I said, you know, sometimes, like I said, you have a stylist that want to do what they want to do, but then it's the ones that actually know what they're talking about, but people just don't want to listen. And I've seen, you know, my family turn people away because they don't want to walk away from that kind of hairstyle, and they don't want their name attached to that.
I'm not going to do that. You're not going to go tell people I done that.
Exactly. You're not going to tell people I let you walk out. That's like me. I'm not going to let my artist put out a song that, you know, I don't think is going to, you know, I'm not going to let you walk out of my shop looking like, you know.
Why am I going to put my autograph on some trash? I mean, you're not going to have
And you never know what happened. You know, even with that, you never know what happened, because you can walk out the salon with the Spartan helmet, or you can put an artist out that got whack music, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to lock their ass up. Mm-hmm.
Give him a second.
Give him a second. Here we come.
Let's get into this topic right here. We got about 34 minutes left on the hour. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. My next question I want to talk about, we about to get a little sexy with it. Why is it that some women don't like for their hair to be touched during sex?
Wow. Am I online?
Really? Anybody can jump in.
Am I on the line?
Yes, you are on the line, Stacey. Your mic is open.
All right. Now, listen, this is a thing. I don't know. It's something with me. It seems like when I get my hair done, I'm more ready. I'm like, you better sit down. You just got your hair done. I'm like, well, I'm into a whole different thing, you know. I don't know, you know, I grab my own head, you know, let it get right, and I'm gonna grab my own damn head. As y'all can see, y'all see, she told y'all to cut my head off once, and it was not for a hairstyle. 10 minutes later, I was laced up real nice. Shaved my head, came back 10 minutes later, it was like, you know, I was doing my thing. But with that, women not getting their hair touched, you know, during sex, why not tie it up or something? Like, why are you, you know, in full-blown sexual encounter and then you have stipulations on it? I've never known to stipulate sex. I'm just not one to stipulate sex. When it's happening, you know. Sometimes it's just
maybe
me like
it's
that.
Me, but I just don't feel sexy with a scarf on. You know what I'm saying?
Me either. That's why I'm saying I'm willing to take the risk that I just might wake up and have to get a little freshen up. Because it's
you
just not
what?
A sexy thing with a scarf, you know. And I'm going to tell you, let me give y'all a little something. I'm going to tell you what told me. I was 16 years old, and I used to be like, I'm tying my hair up. And I was messing with a 27-year-old man. And I went, and I went to the bathroom and do my things, wrapped my hair, come back, and came back. He said, well, how you going there one way, come back, I look like 50 Cent. I've never put a scarf on again, whether a man or my I put no scarf on. I'm going to tell you. I ain't put no scarf on, so this shit gonna be. I'm gonna swing it to the side as I tie my head.
How you go in the bathroom looking one way and come back and look like 50 Cent? Marty, baby, help me out, Martin. What's going on? Well, women don't like getting their hair touched during sex.
I've always felt like if you didn't pay for it, you can't touch it. So if you didn't put in on the Remy, no Philly, don't touch it. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm not, you know, like I'm with her. I don't stipulate, and you know, you grab because when I do get the weave in, it's in there good and tight. You know, sewn and tracked in, and it's not moving. It's not coming, so it's whatever. But you know, I'm not for all the. Don't be obsessive with it because, like you say, you have dirt and oil on your fingers. One, you don't want dirt and oil on your tracks anyway. You're not supposed to put a lot of oil in your tracks anyway. So the extra, and then you're sweating in there. So it's just keep it to a minimum, you know, unless you want me just caressing your fade and your regular the whole night too, or you know, grabbing your dress. Just let's respect each other's dome. You know, it's okay. Back off. Pay attention to the rest of the stuff.
A dude with dreads would drive me crazy. I would have to put them on his joints because I just have to just throw them and play with them just because they falling all everywhere. And even if you smell like that natural oil, too, it's going down. Queen, Lamora, holler at us, man. Tell us what is it with women that don't like getting their hair touched during sex.
I think it's more on the they've invested the time spent at a salon and money into getting it done, and just like don't touch it.
Yeah.
Pretty much, they just like don't touch it. I mean, I'm in agreement. I forgot her name, but with like, okay, don't go to the salon knowing you about to go with your man somewhere a nice weekend, and unless he gonna pay for it to get done over again, it's all good.
Yeah,
And that's my thing. If you can mess it up, you can pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
Pay
Let's
for
not
it.
Forget
exactly.
you getting those. Yeah. If you can mess it up, you can do whatever you want as long as you know what I'm saying. Put that money right there, and I ain't talking about on the dresser. Put it in my hand. Bam,
right.
money right there in my hand. You ain't gotta put it on the dresser, baby. I take it right in my hand. But here's the thing with it, like. Even if you got a half a wig, let's say you get a half a wig and only got the combs in it, your man get a little extra extra and he snatched that shit off. He snatched it off. Do you stop? No, you don't stop, queen. You keep going. Ain't no need for the moon to be bust because your other half then fell off. He knew it was a weave when he met you. He knew it was a weave when y'all was at the dinner table. He knew it was a weave when you were sitting and y'all was caressing
right.
and pressing.
So don't act random.
Don't front. Don't act like, you know this ain't my hair. I look
and
like
if he's a real man, he'll hand it back to you.
Yeah,
he'll help you put it in. He's like, you know, I'm
back.
Sorry. Yeah, it might not look the same, but you know, he'll put the comb somewhere, and it won't bother him.
And so, well, a real dude ain't gonna care about none of that. A real dude ain't gonna care about none of that. He ain't gonna mess up his groove because your front lace or your half of wig came off. He's like, girl, put that on the other side of the pillow. This a threesome now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's me, you, and your front lady.
Really?
You are killing me,
Ebony. Wow. You know I'm going there. I love it. I love it. This is why we do Women's Chronicles, so we can come and get real, get funny, get goofy, share our success stories, share our war stories. And that's what I want to talk to you about now, Lavor. How was it? Or how did you go into getting your own shop? Tell me the war story and tell me the success story. And then, Marty, I'm going to go to you as well because y'all both very successful women. And Stacey as well. So, Lavor, you go ahead and stop it off.
I have to say, when you have a destiny ordained by God, you can't run from it. I'm going to start with that. And
ready for bed. Right. In the shower. Tonight.
Yes. Make a long story short. I went to school for engineering first. I got a scholarship for 2 years, Ev. And a lot of people don't know that. I'm very smart, you know. So that whole stereotype of hairstylists go to school just to make something happen, no. This is what I chose. And it chose me, obviously, because God gave me this talent that no one can take back. But I was doing hair from a very young age in middle school, doing my friends, doing. By the time I got to high school, I was doing teachers. And then the thing before I know it, you know, I went to hair school, was successful there, moved from Rochester, New York to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, was banging the clientele. I ended up doing hair for videos. I ended up working with Kanye West and doing VMA awards with MTV. I did BET Rip the Runway. I just started doing my thing. And before you know it, you know, a lot of people are like, let me invest in a shop for you. I'm like, no, I don't want a salon. I was running from it. I honestly was. And I said, I don't want the commitment because I don't like sitting still too much, you know. But God always gave me a gift of giving and giving back and trying to help somebody else get to that level. So it just so happened one of the TV shows that I was doing hair for went on hiatus. And, you know, TV is very inconsistent. I don't know if people know that or not, but TV is very inconsistent.
Yes.
You have a job for about 6 months, and then, bam, they say, oh, we're not getting ratings, and then the show is over. So then that was constantly happening here in Atlanta on this TV show I was working on. Still employed by them, but until they come up with another show, it's a wrap. So I said, okay, something has to give. And the sister credit was all jacked at this time. And I'm being real right now, you know. So I said, okay, Lord, now what? If I get into a plaza, they're going to want a credit check. You know, that don't have anything to do with my character. But what it was just ordained by God. The guy didn't run my credit. He just said, I like your character. I like your personality. I got the salon self-funded. My money was saved. I just had a vision, and I did it. And It's been a journey. It's been a journey. I've been licensed for 12 years, and now I'm just now getting a hair salon. So I'm happy. I'm pleased. I'm ready for the growth. I'm ready for whatever God has for me. And I'm being skeptic about who I put in here. I'm not trying to just load up every chair
with people who say they can do hair, their personalities have to fit. Like I remember earlier in the show you said, you know, what's wrong with greeting your clients? Every client that comes in here, we greet them. I don't care who you are, what you look like. It's how you doing today, how was your day, how can I help you? Welcome to Hair I Go Salon. You know, and that's what it is. We get stereotyped that black-owned salons don't do that, and I want to kill that. I want to kill that completely. So we are that, and it's really nice. You come in here, you're like, wow, it's beautiful.
Where is it located?
We're located in McDonough, Georgia, the south end of Atlanta, 1105 Highway 155 South. Yep.
Most definitely. And to book appointments, what number would they call the contact?
770-898-0773.
That's definitely hot, Queen. And I have to say I'm very, very proud of you for weathering the storm and being able to let God guide you, not doing your own will, but letting God do his thing, letting him in and opening up your heart, your mind, your spirit, and saying, God, whatever you want me to do next. And I like how you said, okay, God, now what's next? And that's powerful. So you always got to keep God first, family second, and career third. And got to give you a round of applause for that, too. It's very important.
And one more thing to add to that, when you know that it's for you, you don't get opposition. You don't get too much opposition while you're trying to get there. Now, you know, you'll get a little opposition while you're in it, but it's just nothing but a test. You know, you overcome that. But things are just green lights, open doors, and that's when you know, okay, this is supposed to happen. A lot of times we ignore signs, you know, and say, oh, that was tough, but I'm going to keep going. And sometimes it's not for us to do it. We should not pursue certain things that take too much to get through it or to it. But that's just all I had to say right there.
Thank you for sharing that, Queen.
Yes.
We definitely appreciate that because your story, you know, every one of our stories and everybody that's tuned in, and I see you 444 and I see you 226. I'm about to get to y'all. But sharing your stories, sharing your war stories and your success stories, you never know how much an impact it has on another woman or another male for them to give them courage, to give them hope, to give them strength to hold on to the next day. Let's go on to the CEO of Role Model Publicity. Wow, Mari Bowser is live in the building. Share with us your story, Queen.
Well, mine's kind of similar. College I actually dropped out of high school. Because, you know, I started hanging with, you know, the different crowd. I got, you know, he licensed car and stuff like that. So I decided, you know, I was grown at the time, but I decided to go back because I realized it wasn't going to get me anywhere. And I was determined to graduate high school on time. So I went to an alternative high school, shout out to Midwood High School in Charlotte, North Carolina, to where I would be at school from 7:30 in the morning with everybody else until 7:30 at night because I did 2 years in one, basically, and I was determined to get out on time. Went to college, you know, had scholarship offers, went to college for sports marketing and management in Clarksville, Tennessee at Austin Peay State. And so I want to be a sports agent. That was my thing. I'm a sports fanatic. Love them. Right now I'm going for the Thunder, too, just for, you know, just for reference, or the Bulls, one of those. But, yeah, so I love sports. But when I came home, you know, for Charlotte, it wasn't a big, you know, market for that. But so I started just working jobs, and I knew a lot of people anyway as far as just knowing them, making friends, going out and stuff. And I started working with I had a friend who was a rapper, and he's very talented, and he needed that help, that exposure to get him out. And I started noticing that this was something that, you know, I realized it was a job that people do, but it was fun for me. You know, this was something I like doing it. I like, you know, being able to see results of something, get something done.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Whether, you know, even if it's just a recognition of getting a shout out on the radio or getting into a show, but just helping someone get to a place that they couldn't have done before or helping them open a door. You know, that kind of does it for me, especially when it's these, you know, these young black males or females just trying to do something positive. You know, they don't want to be on the block all their life, or they don't want to work, you know, the job where they can barely support their families. They're trying to do something. They have a dream. You know, so that was pretty much my big thing, and that's why I kind of named my company Role Models, because that's pretty much what I'm trying to build. You know, I'm trying to make these people to where the other kids look up to them. You know, these are your everyday people that they have a dream too, so we need to help them get there, and whatever I can do to, you know, help that, I'm all for it.
You're definitely right about that. I like what you said about, you know, helping the next person, using yourself as a tool, you know, and that's one thing that my girl Stacy taught me. You know, use yourself as a tool. Put yourself in a position to help somebody else. Let yourself be used as a tool for the glory of the Lord, you know, not necessarily for yourself. And I love that. I love that very much, that, you know, that's how you're going into naming it Role Model Publicity, because it's a very, very, very crafty name, and it does stand out. So, you know, big ups to you, Queen. And Stacy definitely has a success story. You know, the Queen definitely went from back to four to back to four, and we both did it together. But one thing that I can't say about this woman is she has remained strong. And every time she came back from whatever that she fell or tripped over, she was able to learn from a lot of things. And not only that, keep a smile on her face. You know, and that's rare, that all the turmoil that we go through as women, that we can keep a smile on our face. And, you know, she was always, you know, an inspiration for me, and for me to see her and look up to her as well, and having the benefit of her being my friend. And saying, really, her being my friend, not just saying, oh, this is my people. No, she's really my friend, because it was a time in my life that she didn't even know that she gave me so much strength and encouragement, like, to just get over the hump. And I'm living this good West Coast living, man, and a lot, and maybe like 25 to 35% of it is because of her. It's because of her. She taught me, and she always pushing me, know your value, and you can't save everybody. You know, and I love that about her. I love you so much, Stacy, for that, because my heart is so big.
I love
big.
You. Oh.
And I want to give back to people. I want to help people. But she just broke it down for me one day. You know, I was really feeling so bad, and she was like, you ain't Jesus, Junior. Stop trying to save everybody. You ain't the Messiah. That's what she told me. She said, you ain't the Messiah. Wow. And right when she said that, it really made a lot of sense. So, you know, shout out to you, Stacy, man, because you have overcame so many obstacles, and you definitely have a success story. And, Chocolate, I'm going to give to you in a few. We about to go ahead and tighten it up with Stacy. We got about 16 minutes left in the show, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, Women's Chronicles. Stacy, let's go, baby.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Okay, and I really enjoy hearing all the lady stories. You know, I love stuff like that. I was so touched. I love you, baby.
Yeah, I love you too, baby.
I'd like to say to the lady who was talking about coming in and greeting, and I like that she said that, because I just spoke about my hairstylist where I go to over here in New Jersey on Springfield Avenue. Her name is Kitty, and her attitude stinks. Her attitude stinks. I'm done with her, you know. And being a hairdresser is really important, too, you know. That's like being a doctor, because you have people, y'all make miracles. You got people coming there looking like Wolfman to come out, and you don't know what you do to people sometimes, you know. It's like, you know, saving somebody's life. You save someone's confidence, you know, and everything. So I commend the hairdressers and all that. But, yeah, you know, I got a success story. You know, you all through the roof, too, Ebony, with your I got to be, you know, queen of this and save everybody, and these are my children. You got the whole world in your hands, you know. Yeah, we had to overcome that real bad, because I had to. That's why I moved away from my hometown, Cincinnati, Ohio, because I had the whole world in your hands. You know, Michael Jackson healed the world. No, you don't have it like that. It just can't go like that, and you know that. Remember you when we first met, how we met?
Mm-hmm.
We were like gutter. We were in the gutter, you know? And you were crying about Mr. High's birthday, and he was doing cartwheels. And I was looking at you like, have you washed your mask?
This baby is doing cartwheels. This is the happiest child in the world. And you're crying about his birthday. You're going to get that baby a cake and let him play with these kids. Go. And pay your deposit. Go. Remember, we didn't even know each other a week.
Yes, we
you
didn't
know?
Even know each other a week. Yeah,
we didn't even know each other a week. And I really had, yeah, you were crying. And I'm like, I've been through so much. And, you know, the importance of so, you know, I had to learn what was important and what was not, you know. And that's something I'm still growing with, what's important and what's not, you know what I'm saying? And that's how, like, everyone was saying out there, how they got to where they are. You know, they had to figure it out. Like she said, she had her license, so she had to be patient. Man, Abby, I remember you started selling Mary Kay. You thought you was going to get a Mary Kay Cadillac in a month. I'm like, what's wrong with this child?
I almost had it.
You were determined. You were serious. And you were pumping. I'm like, you're going to...
I love it.
You've been doing this shit for years. They 50 and older. You went to America yesterday. That girl was like, I got sales. I'm going to... She was on the train. That girl, I was like, Ebony. Calm down. And I'm glad that they put it out there like that. But the patience, you have to have the patience. And, you know, you have no patience. You got some now. I'm talking about then. You know, you had no patience, and I didn't either. We was jumping. We were running the muck like, tomorrow we're going to be millionaires. You know what I'm saying? We did. Am I lying? And we really did have to just sit back like, what's wrong with us? If we don't sit down and, you know, and now it's we live in a totally different lifestyle, you know, and I just...
Yeah, we definitely live a totally different lifestyle.
We live a totally different lifestyle, you know. I mean, I'm talking about we went from sugar to shit to baby and back, and we still was here, we still was laughing, and our kids were still happy, our kids still ate. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, now it's like, look at me now. That's why, you know. So that's
and
my
it was
story.
And, you know, thank you for that, Stacey. And it was only by the grace of God. You know, I met Stacey at St. Robert's Women's Shelter located in Newark, New Jersey. We both met from there. She came from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was coming from Roselle. We both had hit on some hard times, and I moved there into the shelter. Chocolate, I'm about to get to you too, sweetie. I was in the shelter for maybe like, you know, 3 weeks or so or whatever the case may be before I got my apartment. But it was July. It was my son's birthday. This was something that I wasn't used to. But it was a lesson in that.
Mm-hmm. And you were crying.
I had to. Yes, I was crying. Like, I can't believe it. And even with me getting up on my daily routine, my cleanser, my moisturizer,
and that's
you know,
awesome
putting
thing,
my little makeup on. And, you know, was just motivated with it. And Stacey was like, you know, she told me later, like, you know what I'm saying, bitch, I really didn't like you when I first met you. She was like, why? She was like, I passed the bathroom one morning, you putting on makeup, and we in the shelter. I said, look here, just because I live in the shelter don't mean I'm supposed to act like one. Never let your current situation determine your identity. Just because you live in a hood don't make you a hood rat. Just because you ain't got no food a little bit of food in your refrigerator at the end of the month, it does not make you no hoe. Point blank, period.
Wow.
I refuse. Wherever I am, even right now, I can lose all my possessions. I can lose my home. I can lose everything. But I bet you one thing, I have the flyest homeless box there is, and I paint it pink and put Diva Mary Kay on the outside, draw a window on it with some flowers and everything, because for me, I have to keep in my pretty place because I know where my ugly place is. And I know dwelling and living in this one thing, and I'm glad that I got this scripture. The Lord, it says it, if you make the things of the world your friend, you make the Lord your enemy. My downfall at that point is because I had made the things the world my friend. I had idolized my nails, my hair, my house, my possession, my car, my everything. But so many times did the Lord take the back burner. Since he was like, okay, that's cool. This how you feel? Since I'm taking a back burner, I need to show you who is almighty. I need to humble you so you can get peace within yourself. Wherever I plant you, you are to grow. But look what transpired from me being in that shelter. I'm happy now that the women that was there, the staff that was there, and everybody that was in that shelter, and it's a great shelter too. You know, it's definitely a good place for you to go. It's everything. It wasn't all peachy cream, but you know, it definitely, you got your own big room, your shower, the kitchen, your own refrigerator, things like that. It was enough in a family room. It had a lot of nice stuff in there. But sometimes you got to get humble to understand your purpose. Sometimes God has to take things away from you, remove all the unnecessary stuff so you can get back focused on your purpose in life, the purpose that God has called for you. And that's very important. Chocolate been waiting real patient. We got about 8 minutes. Chocolate, go ahead and chime in so I can run down my panel before we get out of here.
I heard Stacey. Hey, Stacey, I ain't seen you in a long time. How are you doing? She probably don't even remember who I am.
And 399, I see you. I'm going to get to you, too. Go ahead, Chocolate.
Oh, well, basically, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed the show, you know. I have no comments, no feedback, no questions. I just basically wanted to say I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed your powerful words because that was uplifting. A lot of people need to hear that. A lot of people don't have God in their life. A lot of people let things take them down and take them away from what they're focused on. And basically, you're just putting the right information and the right words out there.
Why, thank you, Queen. You know, a lot of us, don't be too proud. You know, don't ever be ashamed of where you came from. Don't ever be ashamed of where you fell. Don't ever be ashamed of what you did, because you are perfect in His image, and you need to understand that. And if we get caught up on what somebody else is looking at, rather than getting caught up on what God is looking at, we definitely going to get lost. Let's go ahead to 399. What's going on, man?
Hi, Miss. I'm calling to speak to Miss In Yang, and I got the end of your segment. It was wonderful. This is Miss Andrew from Newark, New Jersey, and I just wanted to call and say hey.
Hey, Miss Andrew.
How
oh
are
God,
you?
Round of applause for Miss Andrew.
Oh, God.
Yes. I mean, beautiful woman. Makaya's not here right now. But
as are you. You are as well.
Yes, but I'm so glad that you called into the show. It is Women's Chronicles, and we are talking about the hair wars, but it's very important for us to, and because she's a natural queen. Miss Andrews is a natural queen. She's a natural queen, and she keeps her stuff natural.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's very important for us to, you know, we was talking about the whole situation with the stylist and, you know, how they present themselves with the attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking about talking over our heads. Look, when I come to the shop, just do me and get me out. But then at the last bit of the hour, it's very important, like Women Chronicles is for us to share not only our war stories but our success stories. And,
yes.
You know, and I have the privilege of having LaVore Emmons all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. She is the owner of Hair I Go Hair Salon. And
okay.
I have Marcy Bowser live on the line with us as well. These are my special guests. She is the CEO of Role Model Publicity. These are two strong women that, I mean, they just blew me away on the show today. And I have to thank both of them for being here today. But it's so important to get that, have that inner love so it can shine outwards.
Yeah.
If you got that inner love, and if you love yourself just for you, you perfect just the way you is, it'll be so, it'll shine more brighter. It'll be a lot more better. And don't be ashamed of where you came from and what you had to go through to get what you got, because there's so much more to come.
Mm.
So much more.
Yeah. Wow.
So much more. I was took it out of church. Y'all better stop playing. Ms. Andrew, go ahead and give some shout-outs, give us some words. I'm so glad that you tuned in. You just warmed my heart, man.
Oh, no, actually, I said I've been meeting and tuning, and I just never have the time. I'm not in school, and I just wanted to just show you my support. I've been thinking of you. I'm so glad things are going well for you. And, yes, I loved your words of support. You took it to church for me as well. I'm like, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I need to hear
that. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It means that much to hear it from you because, you know, it's been a long time coming, and I'm at a place in life right now. Makai is good. His reading level was up 3 points.
Oh, that's
points.
What I want to hear.
His reading level was up 3 points. He's good in math.
Oh.
He even has a cell phone. And I'm going to, I know it's 5, 6. By the time I get him at 7, it's going to be 10 your time. But I'm
okay.
going to make it my business to make sure he calls you after school your time so you guys can talk so he can tell you about all the progress
I would
making.
Love to hear from
and,
him.
Yeah,
I would love
get
to.
Get pictures and stuff. Yes. Yes.
I would
definitely.
Love to. Yes.
Super teacher, man. Super teacher. Oh, Are you still up after school?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm working
wow.
my way on out. I'm in graduate school. I'm doing my thing.
Oh, go on, girl. You better work.
I love
you. Don't hurt anybody. Right. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Women's Chronicles, man. And I just want to thank everybody that was on the show today, everybody that called in and showed support and love. Big shout out to my divas, my special guests, for coming in and dropping jewels and services. Before I get out of here and play one of these hot tracks that I got here for y'all, Marty, give them your website and your Twitter and how to get in contact with you before we get out of here.
Okay. You'll look for me. Go to www.rolemodelpublicity.tumblr, which is TMBLR.com, and that's the .com website where you get just a background on us. Or you can find me on Twitter at Golden Girl, which is GoldenGurl at Twitter, and looking out for my latest artist. His name is Nova, and he has a song actually with Joe Barino, Fantasia's brother, that's really, you know, popping down here, north and south and Carolina and around Georgia, and I'll be getting in a diva so she could throw it on the show in a while. But, yeah, so just look out for us. Come visit the site. Anything, ask questions. I help with everything from we're just not doing music. Like I said, we have stylists. We have a caterer, actually, that we do work for. And promotions, parties, just in your town. Just hit me up. I'm here to network with anybody. So that's
no
much
problem.
Where you can find me. I'm around.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. LaVore, Queen, go ahead and give us all your information, how to contact you, and the information to the salon where you at and your hours as well.
So this evening. Yes, we are located. Here I Go Salon is located in McDonough, Georgia, 1105 Highway 155 South, 30253. Our website is currently under construction because we just opened April 22nd, but it's hairigosalons.com. You can email us at hairigosalon@gmail.com. The telephone number is 770-898-0773. And we would love to see anybody comes in here. And anybody who comes in and says and gives love to the Diva Spot blog radio and says Miss Mary Kay sent them, we'll give them 15% off.
Holla. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Just spit my name, say Diva Mary Kay sent me, and you get 15% off. That's definitely hot, man. Y'all remember, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Again, tomorrow we're going to be broadcasting live 4 p.m. on the west and 7 p.m. on the east to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with that hip hop history, so y'all make sure y'all tune in with me. Then y'all remember, keep God first, family second, career third. I'm out of here, y'all.